Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Associated Alcohols and Breweries Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Priya Sen from Go India Advisors. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Neha. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Associated Alcohols and Breweries Limited earnings conference call to discuss the Q1 FY25 results. We have on the call Mr. Anshuman Kedia, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Ankit Agrawal, Chief Financial Officer. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. May I now request Mr. Anshuman Kedia to take us through the company's business outlook and performance, subsequent to which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Priya. Welcome everyone to the Q1 FY25 earnings conference call of Associated Alcohols and Breweries Limited. The financial results for the quarter ended June 24 and the investor presentation have been uploaded to the exchange. I hope everyone has had a chance to review them. I am happy to announce that in Q1 FY25, the company achieved an all-time high quarterly revenue of 252 crores. This was achieved with the increase in revenue from across the company's portfolio. Our shift in focus towards ABL brands is yielding meaningful results. In FY24, we launched two new IMFL proprietary products, Central Province Rum and premium handcrafted gin Nicobar. FY25 has started on a positive note with the launch of Hillfort, a new blended whiskey in the premium category. This brings the total portfolio of IMFL proprietary brands under the ABL name to 9, underscoring our commitment to expanding our product base. We are dedicated to innovation driven by ever-changing consumer preferences and premiumization trends. As a part of this strategy, we are expanding our footprint into new states. This, combined with our planned launches in the premium categories, will drive ABL's future growth. Our new launches have been well received in the market. We have sold around 300 cases of Nicobar in the state of Madhya Pradesh. The registration of Nicobar in Delhi, Chhattisgarh and West Bengal is in process and the volume should increase with the start of supply. We have launched our new whiskey, Hillfort, in the state of Madhya Pradesh and the initial response is positive. We will continue to strengthen our presence in the states we currently serve with our established brands. We believe ongoing innovation is crucial for providing quality products at affordable prices, which will be our endeavor going forward. Our partnerships with Diageo and Inbrew have strengthened over time, and we are confident that this alliance will bring positive benefits in the coming years. As we enter new states with premium products, we expect double-digit growth in revenue from IMFL proprietary products, which will also enhance our operating margins. ABL is constantly seeking improvement and efficiency in operating margins to create value and superior returns for our shareholders. We are expanding not only geographically and product-wise, but also our business verticals. Last financial year, we commissioned a 130 KLPD ethanol plant. I am pleased to share that the plant is now operating smoothly and at full capacity. And the benefits of operational efficiency have started reflecting in our margins. Last quarter, we established a subsidiary in UP to cater to the northern region. While plans are underway for setting up bottling plants and distilleries, our groundwork efforts are progressing as planned. Q1 FY25 has started positively. With the increased contributions from our IMFL products, we anticipate a gradual rise in revenue contributions from our IMFL proprietary brands. Driven by geographic expansion and product launches, we will continue to align our launches with evolving consumer preferences, ensuring that our premium offerings are of the highest quality. The price of crucial inputs like grain and packing materials have remained elevated. The grain prices increasing further post Q1 FY25. The company is implementing all available options such as improving operational efficiencies and implementing prudent cost control measures to minimize the impact of the high grain price. Growing the B2C segment will be a priority, with the B2B segment enabling us to benefit from overhead sharing and operational efficiencies. Operational efficiency will be the cornerstone of our strategy, coupled with our commitment to develop value-added products. The board has approved the preferential allotment of 11 lakh share warrants to 4 investors to be issued at a price of 679 per share. Warrants arrived as per the relevant provision of SEBI ICDR regulation, aggregating to approximately 75 crores. The fund will be used for meeting capital requirements for future expansion projects, including a major project in the pipeline, the malt plant and UP bottling cum distillery. More details on this have been submitted to the exchanges and are also available on the company's website. Now I invite Mr. Ankit Agarwal, the CFO of AVL, to provide an overview on the operational and financial results for Q1 FY25.
Thank you, Anshmanji. Good afternoon, everyone. Allow me to provide a concise overview of our financial performance for the quarter ended June 24. I'll first take you through the financial performance of Q1 FY25, and then we will move to the operational highlights, and finally we'll open the floor for the question and answer. In Q1 FY25, our net revenue from operation grew by 61% over year-on-year basis, standing at 252 crores compared to 156 crores in Q1 FY24. Our EBITDA stood at 28 crores with an EBITDA margin of 11%, which is in line with Q1 FY24 despite a significant increase in the grain prices. But there is a 300 bps margin expansion in comparison to Q4 FY24. Profit after tax for the quarter amounted to rupees 18 crores, reflecting a commendable 44% increase EYN by with the PAT margin at 7%. On operational front, IMFL proprietary volume sales for Q1 FY25 stood at 433,000 cases. IMFL license brand volume reached to 387,000 cases. Merchant DNA sales volume was around at 4 million liters. Ethanol volume sold during the quarter was 9 million liters. In terms of revenue, the quarter performance exhibits growth across the board. IMFL proprietary sales grew stood at 29 crores, growing by 6.5%. And YOY basis, and IMFL license brand growth grew sales grew by 9.5 YOY basis, stood at 48 crores. This concludes my update on financial performance. Now we open the floor for question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shashi Bhushan from Invest Ventures. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me the chance. Sir, can you give me the details of the status of the permission received in the new 5 states where the sales are to be launched with the expected sales in the current year?
So your voice is not audible. Can you just repeat your question, please?
Yes, but can you give me the details of the status of permission received in the new states where the sales are to be launched with the expected sales during the current year, sir?
This year, we are launching two new states, which is Delhi and Chhattisgarh. Apart from this, we are launching Maharashtra, Pondicherry, Assam, Tripura, Goa and Uttar Pradesh. Currently, this year we are launching these new brands in Chhattisgarh and Delhi, which registrations have already been done, and the supply should start anytime now.
Yes, sir. Sir, your proprietary info revenue was nearly stagnant in FY23 and FY24. Sir, can you give me the volume breakup of the proprietary MFL production like Nicobar Gin in the central province, or the revenue guidance for the current year for the same, sir?
So I'll just take this question. So, since looking at the competition, we cannot give you the SKU-wise breakup. But overall, IMFL proprietary brands portfolio, I can give you a guidance. So we are targeting to grow this segment by 12 to 14% in FY25. So this will be a mix of volume as well as price growth both.
So in the Q2, we are going to launch the premium ready-to-drink. Drinks also. Is the status of the launch?
Sorry, we didn't able to hear your last question. Can you repeat?
Sir, yes. So can you give me the status of the expected premium ready-to-drink launch in the Q2, sir?
So Q2 we have launched Hill. Q1 we have launched Hillfort. So there are 2-3 products which are again lined up for Q2, Q3, Q4. So we have RTD, which is in the launch, and we have the tequila in the plan. So these are the products which will be launching in going Q2, Q3.
Sir, any revenue guidance or EBITDA guidance for the current year and for next year, sir?
So this is for you want the company level or you want the
yes,
product?
The company level.
So company level, this year FY25, we are targeting a range of 11 to 13% in terms of EBITDA. In FY26, we have a range of somewhere between 13 to 14%.
And sir, revenue guidance, sir?
Revenue guidance for FY25, our revenue should grow with 12 to 14% on top line apart from ethanol. So ethanol will give additional 300. So. And in FY26, the overall revenue should grow between 13 to 14% in the similar range.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Dipesh Sateshi from Manya Financial and Consultancy Services Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to know what is the ENA and the ethanol price realization?
So ENA this quarter average realization was around 66, and ethanol it's a government driven prices, so currently it is a 71.8.
Yes. This is ethanol prices from maize, right?
Yes, this is from maize. So we are making ethanol from maize. Our ethanol is completely maize based.
Okay. And is ENA also made by maize or it is not?
So it all depends on the commercial outcome. So we can use any stock, whether it is rice, ethanol or maize or sorghum for making the ENA.
But since you are in Madhya Pradesh and the easy accessibility to maize, wouldn't maize be your preferred crop?
So there is a delta which between the price which help us in decide which stock to be used, because it's all the commercial decision which we need to take. Accordingly, we decide which grain to be used for the manufacturing of ENA.
Have we used FCI rice or any update on FCI rice coming in this quarter?
No, we don't use FCI rice for our ENA production.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Now, the ethanol plant which we have recently done, that is about 150 crores expansion. How much was the capacity? Because I think I missed on that.
130. That's 4 million liters per annum.
Okay. Can you just mention in terms of kiloliters per, I mean, KLPD?
Yeah, 130 KLPD. Kiloliters.
Okay. And is there a company planning to get into the beer segment? Since, I mean,
no.
Ethanol is a natural extension. Any plans to get into the beer segment?
No, not at all.
As of now, nothing. Any specific reason or?
No, actually, beer is a totally different beverage. As of now, there's a lot of opportunity in the IMFL segment, so we are focusing on that.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that the proceeds of the preferential issue would go into malt plant, if I heard
yes.
correctly.
Yes.
Can you put a little bit more focus on that? I mean, what is the expected project cost?
Yeah, so basically, we are putting up a 6 KL malt plant, which will be expandable. Looking at the premiumization and launching our own single malt for the future, we have taken this decision to make a malt plant, invest in a malt plant and maturation, which will cost around 80 crores approximately. This is looking to the future of Indian single malts and premiumization basically. This project will be, it's already underway and it should commission somewhere before March 25.
It should commence?
Commence.
Okay. And that will be on the same land which we are already having. We have a huge land, right?
Yeah, it's on the same property.
Okay. And what is the volume? Can you share the volumes of ethanol sold in this quarter? And how much will it increase in the next few quarters?
So this quarter we have done 9 million. And so we expect this to in the similar range. So this is a peak capacity which we have done in the quarter one.
So the entire increased capacity has come into production in quarter one?
Yes, it has. A little bit of hiccups here and there, but more or less we should be doing this number quarter on quarter.
Okay. So what is the total debt on our books? Because I think the ethanol plant had come with an interest subvention scheme. So if you can tell me the debt as well as the cost of debt.
So debt currently is around 65 crores, so we have started repayment. So as of June, it is standing at 65 crores. And the post-subvention, the debt cost will be somewhere around 4.5%.
The total debt cost?
Total debt cost, yes.
Okay, and this 65 crores is mainly term loan and as well as working capital or only term loans?
So I'm just talking about only term loan. As far as working capital is concerned, as on June, we have not used any working capital facility. So it's all completely term loan, 65 crores.
Okay. And is there any other expansion which you are planning in this year in terms of ethanol or any other field?
So we don't have as such plans. So right now there are 2-3 projects which are going internally. So there is a one new bottling hall which is coming up. Then there's the malt plant which we have just talked about. Then there are a few other small expansion, you know, as far as the storage capacity of the ENA is concerned, which is going on. So these are the major ones which will be completed this year. Apart from that, we have a plan to set up bottling cum distillery in UP. So that's a very, so we have just come in the process of completion of land acquisition and that should start the project sometime next quarter. And then from there, it will take some time, so it's a long project. But for this year, there are 2-3 projects in the existing factory which is going on.
So when will we need capex? When will we need funds for UP project?
UP project also, we will be able to do it through internal accruals. Further, we have also done a preferential round one before that, so that money will also help. So that was around 40 crores of preferential specifically for the UP, which we have done last quarter. So that will come in, and remaining can be done through our internal accrual. So no additional debt as of now we can foresee which will be required.
Okay. So later on also we expect that whatever expansion which we'll do, we will do it through internal accruals or through fresh equity. Is that understanding right?
No. So this is the, so we don't foresee to increase further equity from here onwards. So this is the, so we will be able to do the expansion through our debt, through our internal accruals and a small debt if required. That also we don't foresee there's a big number which is coming in debt. Majorly it should be through internal accruals people to do it.
Perfect. I'll call in line if there's any other questions. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Yash Modi from Ashika Group. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, team. Congratulations on the great set of numbers. My first question was with respect to IMIL. What is the kind of hike that we've been able to get from the government? Because I can see 25% revenue contribution while the EBITDA contribution is 29% from the IMIL segment.
Hi, thanks. Good afternoon. So we have got a yearly increment which we get during the term. So IMIL businesses are all so we have got a increment from 600 to 625 this year. So this is the range which will be continuing going forward this year.
Got it. Secondly, now with the increasing focus on IMFL proprietary brands, how do you foresee the IMFL license brand going forward? Because obviously you have a long-standing relationship with the likes of Diageo, but now that we are getting into the consumer side of things, how do you see this relationship going forward and what should be the growth we assume in this segment?
So actually, basically in IMFL there are slab ranges. So how we've positioned our brands with the franchise brands is they don't compete with each other as because they are in different segments. For example, our CP whiskey is above Backpiper whiskey. So we have placed our products in the slabs in such a way that they don't compete with each other. And anyway, in other states where we are expanding, we are not doing any Diageo brands. We are just entering with our own proprietary brands. So there's no conflict of interest as such.
Got it. And if I see the other segment in for this quarter's contribution, the others has increased from 5% to 9%. Is this more to do with the fact of the byproduct that we get from the ethanol production? Is that the reason why this has increased?
Yes, this is the one of the reason, and plus a slight increase in the revenue from the USL job work we do for the USL.
And sir, like you said, the first tranche of preferential that we did for around 40-45 crores, that was more with the UP plant in mind, and this 80 crore that we've raised in this round is more with the malt plant in place. So this malt, if I heard, this malt will be in Madhya Pradesh itself, right? In our existing plant, nearby an existing plant.
In the same premises.
Same, yeah. And so what is the revenue potential of this small plant, this 80 crores that we are putting up this capacity, which you said will be operational by March, end of March. What is the kind of revenue potential that we foresee from this, the capacity kind of thing?
We can't say about the revenue in small plant as it is a very long-term project because malt spirit has to be aged for minimum of 5 years. 5 years to 12 years basically. So it's very hard to forecast revenue and demand. We see a huge potential in this business, Indian single malt being of high quality. So that's on that basis we've gone ahead with this.
Got it.
Further, I'll just add to what Anshumanji said. So our whole intention about the malt plant is, I'll say, looking at the premiumization segment which is going on around the country. And we are also planning to launch our own products in the premium segment. Further, meanwhile, the products we will age the malt. Further, the raw malt, which like ENA, which is selling at around, let's say, 60, 65 rupees, the raw malt can be sold at around 200 rupees per liter.
Got
so it. So partly we will age, partly we'll sell, and you know, partly we'll go into our own product. So these are, there will be combination of things as per, you know, particular day.
Got it, got it. Makes sense. All the best. Thank you. Those are my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishikesh Shah from Alkepi Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for giving me this opportunity. My first question is regarding IMFL proprietary brand. And this I see on quarter-on-quarter basis, our realization have fallen from 720 to 680. That is almost 5% fall in realization. And the grain prices have also increased. So how is the EBITDA margin increasing by 600 basis points?
So I'll just tell you. So we have so the realization down because of change in the mix. So what mix we were having earlier now, because anyways we have got a price hike in MP. So this is the reason there is a increase in the EBITDA margin. But overall, the mix of the product has got changed, which has resulted in lower average realization.
Right. And in the PPT, I can see that the capex for FY25 is around 80 crores and FY26 is 90 crores. So if we take out the 80 crores from malt, then what is the 90 crores capex in FY26 for?
So FY26, it's partly for the UP, and partly we are planning to further expand our bottling plant in the existing premises. So that work is underway. So half will be done this year, half will be done next year. So it's combined of that.
And in UP, will we be producing or is it just a bottling plant?
So in UP, we are starting with a bottling plant and followed by a distillery. In the first stage, it would be a bottling plant.
Yeah, right. And out of the 5 states we currently are in, MP, Chhattisgarh and all other states, what is the percentage share of revenue that we get from MP?
MP will be contributing the most. So if I talk about IMFL proprietary, we should take it. So IMFL proprietary, 40% will be MP, 60% around 60% will be Kerala, and a minuscule number will be coming from other states, which should increase in coming quarters.
Right, and in the malt plant, will we be using it captively, the malt, or we will be selling it to other players too?
No, we will be selling it to, we will be selling fresh malt to other players as well. We are in talks with Diageo also, so that for meeting their malt spirit requirements.
Right, but this revenue will be seeing after 5-6 years, right? Not immediately.
No, immediately also there will be some revenue because fresh malt is also sold in the market.
Right. So how much do you think will that be, the fresh malt as a percentage of total production?
So as of now, we have not yet, you know, thought about what should be the percentage. It all depends on the demand and supply. But yeah, at least it should be 50-50 in the initial term.
Right. Okay, and one last question. When did we launch Nicobar Gin in last quarter?
Nicobar started somewhere in November. November and December we started the sale of Nicobar.
So this 300 cases is from November to June, right?
Correct.
Okay, understood. And in which other states were you talking about? Did we get the registration?
Yeah, so for Nicobar, we've registered in Delhi, UP and Chhattisgarh. So these three states registration is already done and anytime now the product will be in the market.
Right, and what is the distribution like? How many distributors do we have in the states?
So we have one distributor in each state. We work with only
UP and Chhattisgarh?
Yes. So for each state, we have one distributor.
Okay. Understood. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Imran from Longbow India Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I hope I am audible to you, sir.
Yes, please go ahead. Good afternoon.
Okay. So, first question is on the presentation that you have uploaded. I am on page number 19. I have been looking at this number. The other participant has also mentioned something about this other line item in the revenue contribution. So this is the note says contract manufacturing and byproduct business, right? So just curious to know, how are you calculating margins here? Because byproduct itself is not a, it doesn't require raw material, right? It's itself a byproduct of making ENA and ethanol. So how are you calculating the EBITDA margins for byproduct here?
So we have to apportion the proportionate cost, now whatever production cost which is coming, we have to apportion it to the everything which is being made out of that raw material. So accordingly it is being calculated.
Right. And so this is not included, you are not including the profitability that you are getting from byproducts in the ethanol or ENA sale, right?
No.
So that is extra.
Yes.
And if my memory serves me right, you mentioned in the last 2-3 quarters that you will be doing about 8-9% EBITDA margins on ENA. Are you witnessing that? Because as per my calculations, this is sub 6% if I take the calculation for ENA.
Yeah, so you're right, we have mentioned that. So at that time the rice was around, so at that time the maize price was around 21,000. Currently today we are sitting at 23,000 of the maize which is coming in. So current quarter, if we have done an EBITDA on the ethanol front is around 7%. I think which your number you are referring, it would be EBIT, I guess. EBITDA it is 7%, since we were targeting 8-9% based on the raw material prices prevailing at that time.
You mentioned 23 as of now. Even last quarter it was average 23?
Last quarter, because see, ethanol we procure maize earlier, even though plant started in Jan, but our requirement for the ethanol was way back from October onwards. So the average buying in case of ethanol was around 21,000. Which went to the production for...
In Q1, what was the average grain cost?
For the ethanol, you are saying?
Yes.
For ethanol, it was around 21,000.
So even at 21,000, you made only 7% EBITDA margins, is it?
No, this quarter I'm talking about. This quarter, we have made 7%. 23,000 ethanol, 23,000 grain.
So 23,000 is the average cost for Q1 FY25, right?
Correct.
And how is it shaping up in Q2? Is it lower, higher, or similar?
It is shaping up higher. So as we talk about right now, maize would be around 24,000.
24,000. Okay. And sir, one more question on this. How does the enzyme requirement vary when you let's say use maize compared to rice to make ENA ethanol?
So see, we have not tried rice in the ethanol, so we are making only maize-based ethanol, so we cannot comment on that, how it will take shape in case we use rice and enzyme. But practically it should somewhere looks like ENA, because we have been manufacturing ENA with the rice and using enzyme, and there is no major difference between the production process of ethanol and ENA, so it should behave similarly what it is being done in case of ENA for us.
So enzyme requirement doesn't go up or down?
We don't foresee a major material difference. It may be a little tinkering here and there, but not a material difference which will, change entire costing and all. Not that much.
Got it. Thank you so much. I'll fall back in the queue.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Chintan Doshi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for great numbers. Can you hear me properly?
Yes, please. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes. So actually, I just want to understand that on the presentation, page number 20, that you have mentioned about the targeted states, such as Maharashtra, Pondicherry, Assam, Tripura, Goa, and Uttar Pradesh. In the last con call that we decided, I mean, when we spoke, you mentioned that from the Q2 onwards or Q3 onwards, you're looking forward to sell in this particular state. So I mean, are we like, can you, because we already present in the Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Kerala, Delhi, and West Bengal, and the new state. So can you just tell us, like, what are the IMFL brand that we can start seeing in the new targeted market, or like where we have update in terms of Q2, Q3 in the targeted state?
Yeah. So basically, we are going to launch all our premium range of products in these targeted states, being Nicobar, Hill Fort, CP Rum, CP Whiskey, and Moonbaker Brandy. So this is the whole portfolio that we intend to launch in these states. By the way of sending the pack product from our main plant in MP or doing a tie-up in local bottleries in these states.
So are you facing any issues as of now? So basically, in the any excise department, we have to do registration, if I'm not wrong. So, like, what is the progress there? I mean, are we looking forward to start reflecting number in targeted states in this Q2, Q3, when we can expect the numbers to start reflecting?
Yeah. So basically, the sales will start from Q2. Registering itself is a lengthy process in excise, and it's a lot of to and fro with the government. So all that is underway, and the sales should start from Q2 onwards.
Okay, okay. And also, I was reading the article and interview for you. So basically, are we looking forward to double our IMFL sales in next 18 months?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's the plan.
The last question is the Kultur. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing right. Kultur is a new soft drink that is going to be launched, as per the presentation. So are we looking forward to launch in, I mean, are we looking forward to launch in Q3, I mean, Q2? And I don't think, I mean, do that particular drink also have restrictions in terms of excise, or it can be launched across all the market without any further, I mean, further registration?
No, no. So basically, Kultur is our ready-to-drink beverage. It's of around 10% ABV strength, and it's of the same process. It has the same excise regulations as other alcoholic products. So it should hopefully launch sometime in Q2 as well. And we are planning to launch Kultur in Goa, Bombay, and Delhi in premium markets.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Hrushikesh Shah from Alchemy Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, I had a question regarding the IMFL licensed volume. Why, what is the reason for decrease in the volume of cases sold quarter-on-quarter?
So see, this IMFL license, you know, it's a seasonal business, so Q4 is always being the highest quarter. So quarter-on-quarter basis, you will see a decline. But if you see, you know, on a YOY basis, there's an increase in the volume.
Right. And sir, in the IMFL licensed brands, what would be the lowest entry point realization per case, the brand which has the lowest realization per case?
So IMFL license, most of the brands are of the same realization. So if you talk about the USL, it will be ranging around this only, and even in case of Inbrew. So most or more or less, the brand ranging from 1,100-1,250.
Right. And sir, this 1,100, this is the IMFL licensed brand is only in MP, right?
Yes, it's only in MP.
Yeah. So does that mean in order to not compete with other brands of UNFP, we'll never have a realization in 40% of our revenue pool going above 1,100?
Sorry, come again? I didn't get the last question.
So in order to not compete with the licensed brand, to not get to their level, will never have IMFL license realization, IMFL proprietary realization going above 1100?
No, no, we have brands which are placed above 1100. But we don't place our proprietary brands in the same category as our licensed brand, basically. We have products lower than that and above that as well.
So, which would be the products which are above that?
Sorry?
Which would be the product that is above IMFL license realization?
Nicobar, super premium gin which is placed above that. Apart from this, Hillfort is also a new whiskey which we've just launched is above that, and also CP whiskey is above Backpiper whiskey.
But we are not in competition with other brands, right? The licensed brand in this segment, Hillfort and Nicobar.
No, no.
And if they come out with a product, then will we be stopping or how will it go?
So no, there is no such written agreement. So we can place our product in any category. So since we are doing the licensed brand, so we have to also grow that business and we have to sell that product. So that's the reason we have not kept our product in that particular range. Otherwise, if you want, we can launch. There is no stopping us from DIG or Inbrook that you cannot launch in that particular range. We can do that. But strategically, we are not doing to compete with our own product which we have.
Understood. And what is the reason for decrease in ENA volumes? It's the same reason that Q4 is heavy and Q1 is not.
So no, not that. So ENA, there are two things to it. So ENA first, a bulk of ENA, you know, there's an increase of ENA going to our own products. One of the reason is that since there's an increase in volume in across the segment like IML, IMFL, IML license, all those volumes have increased. So that's the reason there's the ENA sales has got reduced.
Right. So that is the only reason. No seasonality in ENA volumes.
Yeah, major reason is that. One of the major reasons.
Yeah, that will be one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Anshuman Kedia for closing comments.
We hope we have thoroughly addressed all your questions. Should you have any additional inquiries, please reach out to our investor relations partner, Go India Advisors, who will be delighted to assist you further. Thank you all for participating in today's session.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.